Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Do you ever go to recycle your takeout container or water bottle, see all those different categories, and get so confused you just end up throwing everything in the trash? Knowing how to get rid of waste is trickier than it may seem, but one small town in Japan may have figured out the key to eliminating it altogether. Here to tell us more are Lucy Jones and Ashley Junger from our Possibly team. Welcome, Lucy and Ashley.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, Megan.
So tell me about this place in Japan that doesn't create waste.
It's a very small town called Kamakatsu on the island of Shikoku.
Our town is located in a beautiful valley in Tokushima Prefecture with a population of about 1,500, mostly elderly people.
That's Momona Otsuka, the chief environmental officer at the Zero Waste Center in Kamakatsu.
And although Kamakatsu is the smallest town in Shikoku, it has a big vision, which is zero waste by 2030.
Wait, is it really possible for an entire town to not produce any waste?
Well, zero waste doesn't mean there is literally no waste. The movement is about reducing waste as much as possible and then finding ways to reuse or repurpose the rest.
So, when Momona says that their goal is to have zero waste by 2030, she means that they want to get to the point where zero waste goes to the landfill.
Still, doing that in less than 10 years sounds pretty ambitious. How are they going to get there?
Well, they're already well on their way. These days, the town of Kamakatsu is recycling about 80% of the waste it produces.
The rest of Japan only recycles about 20% of its waste on average, so that's a huge difference.
Wow. How are they making that happen?
Back in 2003, the government made a commitment to achieving zero waste. Since then, the town built an entire zero waste center out of recycled materials. This is where Momona works.
Each month, the shop recirculates almost 900 pounds of household items.
Local residents bring in their clothes, plates, books, and anyone can take it for free.
In addition to these kurukuru shops, which literally means round and round in Japanese, the residents of Kamakatsu are encouraged to sort their garbage into 45 categories.
45? I didn't even know there were that many different kinds of trash.
Yep, it's pretty incredible. There's 9 ways to sort paper products alone.
Signs on each bucket show what will be made of the recycled items, how much money will be saved through their reuse, and where they will be made in Japan.
This, along with encouragement from the government to compost at home and use rideshare systems, has helped create a sense of social responsibility.
That's cool to see this kind of progress is possible, even if it's just in one small town. But do you think it's something we could do here in the United States?
Well, how likely do you think it is that Americans would willingly sort their trash into 45 different categories?
I guess you're right.
But, Momona says, all the questions about the future are the whole reason why the Zero Waste Center exists. The center itself is shaped like a question mark.
The town wanted to question, why do we throw things away?
So, even without an official zero waste declaration in your town, you can still pause and ask yourself whether something can have value in a new way.
And you can take the extra time to make sure your waste is clean, dry, and sorted correctly, rather than throwing everything right in the trash can.
Got it. Thanks, Lucy and Ashley. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.